It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL-ITV. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning, I have Mayor Lanise Peterman. Lanise, how are we today? Thanks for taking out the time to come in.
Oh, I appreciate your wanting to talk with us about what's going on in Helper. There's a lot of exciting and great things that we'd love to share with everyone.
You know, we were talking off the air about it, and we could probably go on for hours as to far as what was going on in Helper, but let's kick it off right now. I just saw on Facebook that phase four of the river project has started. Why don't you go ahead and let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Helper City has been engaged in a six-phase project to rehabilitate the Price River, a four-mile stretch that will create a recreational avenue as well as safe fish passage. So we've been at work for this for a number of years. Phase four is just being implemented. That's down by the new RV park. And then we're working on funding for phase five. So that will happen in 2020. Just a few weeks ago, we got our first award on that phase. So we're super excited to see this continue. And phase six is kind of the crowning phase. And that'll be super exciting to get that one done.
Okay, now when we talk about it, what is it that we're doing to the river to, you know, kind of, I know they're kind of cleaning up the channel and they're moving it a little bit, not a lot, but what are they really doing in there to make it, I guess they're making it more usable.
Exactly. That is exactly what they're doing. So over the course of time, you know, to mitigate flooding and a variety of things. Old railroad ties were inserted. Cars have been found in the river. So people were just trying to mitigate and change the channel of the river. So what we've been able to do is remove those materials that do not belong in that natural habitat, remove the invasive species to try to contain and create a more friendly river walkway. And then build that passage, both for humans and fish, that allow people to move up and down the river, fish to move up and down the river. So we strategically place boulders, you know, just really ingress and egress from the river. We build that into our phases so people can easily get in and, you know, take a swim or tube down the river. So it's really just returning it to its natural position, cleaned up a bit.
Well, and you know, the other thing we were talking about, so we've got the river project underway, and the other thing we talked about is you said that this is kind of grant season, you know, and it always seems like that the springtime is the time for grants, and you were kind of excited about some of the ones that you've got that are coming up and that Helper City has received. So let's talk a little bit about those.
Sure. So for phase five, we have this long-term sustaining sponsor of this project, the Watershed Restoration Initiative. So they've gifted us $144,000 for phase five. That allows me to take those funds and to create matches with other funding agents. So we've actually submitted an application to the Outdoor Rec Division of the state of Utah for $95,000 and then an additional $20,000 through a federal grant called the Five Star Water Grant. So it's a matter of managing when those grant funds can be available and then leveraging them to double, you know, what you have. So that's really exciting. We also have recently submitted a grant for the Western Mining and Railroad Museum. We're looking at art festival funding and all of those things. It's just sort of that time of year. So we're trying to maximize our ability to bring in outside funding to accomplish projects that otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have the ability to fund as a small rural city.
And, you know, the other thing you spoke about the Helper Arts Festival. Now, the state did give us some money for that, and we're getting ready to have a rager of a good time. This is the 25th anniversary of the Helper Arts Festival, and they were kind enough to kind of help us out. And they do this every year, though, don't they?
Actually, no. This was the first year that we accessed the state legislature, and I have to give a huge shout-out to Representative Watkins and Senator Hinkins for supporting this endeavor. That it's just that little extra that's going to make the 25th just amazing. We really wanted to knock it out of the park this year.
And I don't see how you could. I mean, every year it gets better and better.
Right. It's a great festival, a great way to close the summer. We love it on our historic Main Street, so we're just thrilled. They had a committee meeting this week, and they're getting jazzed up. I think they've already booked their music lineup, and, you know, it's just exciting times.
Okay, and now speaking of entertainment and things of that nature, you've got some stuff coming up at the Rio Theater in April. Let's talk a little bit to that.
Sure. I was fortunate to be connected to a contact at the Utah Opera, and I didn't realize they have this great traveling program where they go out across the state and visit with schools, introducing kids of all ages to opera. And I thought, wow, what a great mechanism. So we began dialogues a few months ago, and we have them coming for the entire week, April 8th through the 12th. They are already booked into all of the local area schools in Carbon and Emery County to share their love of opera and to make it age appropriate for the kids to learn about it. Then Thursday night, we'll host them at the Rio Theater on Main Street. Tickets are available beginning April 1st at Helper City Hall. They're $5 for individuals, $10 for families up to six members. And that money goes back to this program. That's not going into Helper City's pocket or anywhere else. It's just a give back to that program. So we're excited to work with them on that effort. And it just really has come together, and we've received a great deal of support from the Helper community, the Helper Art Workshops, the Giuliano Consulting Group, Washington Federal, the Helper Project, Helper City. All of us have come together to host this and to ensure that they have a wonderful time while they're here with us for a week.
And so that's going to be exciting. That's coming up, like you said, they're going to be here the whole week. But they will be at the Rio Theater on April 11th. And, of course, the closer that gets, the more we'll start talking about it and move those along. One last thing before we go, because we did talk about that just a little bit. You're going to have an RV park open.
We are very excited to see that come online. Lodging and Helper has always been hard to get. So we're super excited to see that come online. They'll be open Easter weekend in April, and we're just thrilled to have a new business, and what a great business to bring to our community.
It really is something that's been needed for quite a while.
Right. Big shout out to Tom and Cindy Lund and the Castlegate RV Park. They've done a wonderful job.
You can't ask for much more from those guys. They do so much for, not just with the RV park, they do so much for the whole city.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, I'm so fortunate to have such a great community of people who want to be engaged and involved and make things better for all of us. So, you know, I'm just so fortunate.
All right. Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you for coming in today. Anytime you want to come back and talk, we'll get you in and take care of that.
I'd love to do it.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thank you.
Now, for more information on this and other Castle Country Focus interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com, and also listen for Castle Country Focus Monday through Friday on AM 750, 107.3 FM.